What goes through your mind standing over there in the fourth quarter not having a play?
I don't know. A little bit of he wants to go back out there and continue to get stats, but you realize that you're kind of going to go run the ball a little bit anyway. So, yeah, you're happy for Tyrod and those other guys to go out there and, you know, have a chance to go play a little bit.
Joe, is it overstating it to suggest you guys needed a performance like this going into, you know, such a big game this week?
Yeah, because, you know, I don't think that one game really predicts what's going to happen in the next game. You know, once next Sunday comes around, it's a completely different scenario. Completely different day, and you know we still have to put the work in this week and go out there and you know play well. So while we played very well today, and we should be happy about it, we got to put it behind us and move on.
But certainly has to help from a confidence standpoint, right?
I don't know, maybe for some guys, but I think we're a pretty confident group, and I don't really think you know this game will have too much weight. You know, once come Sunday, I think it'll be behind us and. You know, we'll be looking at those guys and getting ready to line up against the Steelers.
In your mind, what kind of helped get the passing offense going today the way it did?
No, I don't know. I think we just came out from the beginning and were able to do it just like we have been when we do those kind of things. And, you know, we kept the momentum from there. I mean, obviously, we had success. We ran the game plan, and it worked well. We stuck with it and continued to do the things. And, you know, we scored points early and continued to score them. And obviously, you know, you're put in a couple situations and, you know, games turn out kind of funny just because, you know, that's why we talk about game to game. I mean, so many – these games are so different from game to game, the situations that you have. I mean, you know, they scored, you know, at the end of the second quarter, and you're like, you know, come on. You know, you wish they just would have held them out and we would have got there. But – you know, it kind of turned out good for the offense. You know, they score, and then we're able to kind of get right back in there and score again and continue our momentum. I think the more we get three and outs and things like that, the more we'll be able to keep that momentum that we built early in the game and continue to score. But today we started off well. I think we were able to wear them out a little bit as the game went on, and that's why we were able to succeed late too.
Did you see anything in the way the Raiders were covering Dennis and Ed that you were able to take advantage of those
two? No, you know what? The biggest thing is that the safeties really got off those hashes and were going wide and really trying to prevent Torrey mainly, and then Anquan underneath. They were trying to prevent those guys from really getting the ball and being a big factor in the game. And because of that, it left the middle of the field open a little bit. I think on the first one I hit Ed down the middle, I saw the safety just get way out. I just thought he was going way over top to double Torrey, which he may have been, but I think the corner also fell down, so he might have felt that and just tried to get over top. But I think that was one reason that they were able to, you know, get single coverage in there, and they do a good job. It's kind of tough to cover those guys one on one.
How important? Had a couple of quiet weeks. Did you feel sort of any sort of impetus to try to get them more involved?
No. You go out there and you run the plays, and you know when it calls to go to them, and we execute right. You know they're going to have big catches. And like I said, today they were probably guys that had to win early on in the game because they were going to be the guys that, you know, were getting singled with the linebackers and things like that. And they did that. And then as the game progressed, it kind of allowed us to get the ball to Torrey, Anquan, Jacoby, all those guys.
Joe, what does it say about the unselfishness of guys like that? I mean, you mentioned all the players that were involved, but you have so many weapons and, you know, it's just a game plan type deal. Who gets their catches? Who gets their production?
I don't know. You know, it's tough to think of it that way. I don't think we have any selfish guys. I mean, obviously, you all want to go out there, and, you know, I'm sure every receiver, you know, goes into every game hoping that they have 100 yards or so and a few touchdowns. You know, I think everybody thinks that way a little bit. But when you get into the, you know, when you get into the game, you just play, and you don't worry about those kind of things. And that's the kind of guys we have. Saturday night, you're probably sitting there thinking, hey, Joe, get me 150, get me two touchdowns. But come Sunday, you know, you play the game and things work out, you know, the way they do for a reason.
Did you see more delinquents today?
They came after us a little bit today. I mean, I know they were trying to come after us. You know, some strong dogs here and there and things like that, that they definitely in the first half were trying to put pressure on us. And when we came out in the third quarter, we were definitely, you know, thinking, you know, we definitely had, you know, some awareness that they might start bringing even some crazier things, maybe some corners here and there and things like that. They definitely looked like they put emphasis on trying to get to us a little bit, and we were able to get the ball out of our hands quickly, and we had some good calls on for those situations.
How big is it for you to put up the numbers like you did today, and also how much do you want to kind of get to 400? You mentioned you want to go in there and put up some more numbers.
Hey, I don't care about that, you know, once the game is the way it is. But, yeah, I want to put up statistics, no doubt. But like I said, once Sunday comes around, you do what you have to do to win the football game, and you're satisfied with that. But yeah, as the week goes on and you're talking about the game, I mean, you want to go out there and you want to put up some numbers that you're going to be happy with at the end of the day.
Joe, the look that they gave you today, was that something you saw during the film throughout the week? Or was there in-game decisions or changes that you made?
No, this is what they do. And you know they can get after the quarterback with their front four at times, and I think a lot of credit has to go to our offensive line for just doing such a good job today, and you know just playing consistently and physical throughout the course of the game, and giving our guys downfield time to get open and work it a little bit.
When you have games like this as an offense, does it still again make you wonder, you know, why are we so successful and dominant at home, but then when you get away it's not the same
rhythm? Yeah. I honestly don't think about it too much because I have no idea what the answer to that would be. It's just happened to work out that way. I mean, they put up our record, on the scoreboard today at home since 08, and we have 5 losses. I mean, yeah, and the Patriots are up there. I mean, it just seems like all the good teams, for whatever reason, tend to play very well at home. And probably not quite as well on the road. Or maybe it's because those teams that were playing on the road also played well at home, you know. But I got to tell you, I mean, we've played some big games on the road a couple of years. Every year we've been here, and we've won a lot of them. Obviously, for whatever reason, we're not as successful, you know, on a consistent basis. But when it matters, we play very well, no matter where we are. And, you know, I think it's just happened to work out like this.